You're listening to the audio production of A January Bride by Deborah Rainey, published by Zondervan and read by Christy Ragland.
Chapter 1. Glancing at the chaos around her, Madeline Hauser set her coffee mug on the dining room table and shoved another packing carton out of her path. It didn't budge. She bent over and attempted to read the smudged label. Kitchen. Good China. Oh. Good thing she'd resisted the temptation to kick the box. Maddie looked into the kitchen where cupboards gaped open, hinges naked. The cabinet doors were lined up against the wall in the empty breakfast nook. Even after 4 days, the smell of wet enamel stung her nostrils. The flooring couldn't be laid until the electrician fixed the mess he'd made of the wiring, and she didn't dare put her china in the cupboards until all that was finished. What had her sister gotten her into? Kate's husband had been transferred to Ohio, but with their mother in the nursing home here in Claiborne, Kate had begged her to leave her beloved New York loft and move into Kate and Jed's house on Harper Street while it was being refurbished to sell. "You can write anywhere, Maddie," Kate had pled in her best big sister voice. "Besides, you can sublet the loft and just think what you'll save on the rent." So here she was in Claiborne, Kansas, the middle of nowhere, proving quite soundly that one could not write just anywhere. Lugging the carton of china out of the way, she wove her way through the maze of boxes and poured another cup of coffee. She blew a long strand of dishwater blonde hair out of her eyes and slid into a dining room chair. In the midst of the piles of books and boxes and unsorted mail strewn across the table, her laptop computer glared accusingly at her. Ignoring the disorder, she pulled the computer close, pushed her glasses up on her nose, and tried to remember where she'd left off. Ah, yes. The heartless landlord had just evicted the young widow. Oh, Brother Hauser, how cliché can you get? Well, too bad. She didn't have time to change the whole plot now. She'd managed to write almost 2,000 words this morning, but given her track record lately, she'd be lucky if 50 of them were worth keeping. What had she been thinking to let her editor talk her into a January 1 deadline in the midst of this cross-country move? It was nearly October. "You can do it, Madeline," Janice had crooned in her conniving editor's voice. "If we can get this book on the shelves before next Christmas, the first print run will sell out in a month. Come on, say you'll do it. Hauser fans are clamoring for your next book." Over the 6 years Janice Hudson had been Maddie's editor, they'd become dear friends. But right now, Maddie wanted to strangle her. She edited the sentence in front of the blinking cursor and forced herself to return to the 19th century and the plight of Anne Carraway, her suffering heroine. Poor Anne. She'd lost her beloved William and had been evicted from her home, alone with a small child to care for. Now Maddie was about to throw Anne Carraway onto the mean streets of Chicago. It was the bane of an author's existence, this need to make her beloved characters suffer. To put them in the furnace and turn up the fire. But without conflict, there was no story, and conflict often equaled sorrow. So onto the streets Anne Carraway and little Charlie must go. She typed furiously. The faint echo of dripping water pierced her concentration. She glanced up from her laptop and tilted her head, listening. Was it raining? Who could tell with the heavy drapes covering the room's high windows? Those would have to go. But first, she must finish this book. Brushing off the temptation to get up and check outside, she turned back to the keyboard. She typed 20 words before the drip, drip, drip became demanding. She pushed her chair back and navigated the labyrinth of cardboard boxes. The sound seemed to be coming from the kitchen, but nothing was leaking there as far as she could tell. Dodging sawhorses the contractors had left, she crossed to the basement door. As a rule, basements gave her the creeps. But in this tornado alley on the Kansas prairie, it was a rare house that didn't have one. She'd been relieved to find Kate and Jed's charming tutor had only a closet-sized cellar. Just enough space to provide refuge from a cyclone, but not enough to have dank corners where, well, where whatever it was she was afraid of could hide. She opened the door and gasped. The wooden treads at the bottom of the flight glistened with moisture, and from the far end of the cellar she could hear the unmistakable sound of water trickling into more water. A naked light bulb hung over the stairs. Rats! The string attached to the pull chain was caught on one of the splintered rafters overhead. Maddie straddled the steps, one foot on the top landing, the other on the thin ledge that ran the length of the stairwell. Grabbing the door handle for support, she scooted along the ledge, grasping blindly for the string. Next thing she knew, she was teetering on the ledge. She
Sample complete. Ready to continue?